This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann. As our COVID-19 vaccination numbers continue to be ramped up, everyone's following our progress closely while waiting for their turn to be vaccinated. However, a few recent reports of empty syringe incidents have understandably gotten a number of us worried about whether we have gotten vaccinated or not. Now, this came after a few individuals who had recorded themselves during the vaccination process claimed that they were given blank vaccines. So, are there tests that can be done to confirm if you have received your vaccination? And how concerned should we be about it? Here to help us unpack this is Associate Professor Dr. Chi Hui Yi, a virologist from University Putra, Malaysia. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Chi. Now, for those of us who didn't check the syringe or the vial when we were getting the jab, or who maybe hadn't recorded ourselves during that process, how can we check if whether we did get vaccinated or not? You know, are there certain tests that can be done?
You can go to any lab to request for the antibody, the lateral flow, that means the rapid antibody test. But that is not 100% accurate, right? If you didn't get the antibody detected, doesn't mean that your body doesn't have the protections against the virus. Because the antibody responses is very complicated. So measuring antibody is one of the way. But there's also a T-cell responses, which is very important against the virus infection. That is very difficult to measure, even the lab. So because they need a very, experienced personnel to conduct, and it's very tedious, then the price is very high. So that is not possible to screen for most of the people. It's only those that really specific requirement that you can request to do the T-cell responses test. For example, someone's cancer, or someone want to do the organ transplant, this kind of very, serious conditions, then only a lab that can perform the T-cell measurement for the T-cell responses. But for the antibody, it's a very general measurement that you want to do, you can do, that is a individual can do. But the most appropriate one is to identify the neutralizing antibody, which you need to perform using ELISA method. That is only can be performed in the lab, and then the price is quite expensive. So it's not a good practice to actually doing all the tests, the neutralizing tests for all our people, put it that way.
So there are sort of limits to the more accessible antibody test, right? Like you said, just because it comes out negative, that doesn't give the full picture of whether you did get the vaccine or not.
Yeah, so it's just a waste of your money. I will put it that way, waste of your money. So the right thing to do is that if, let's say, you suspect that the prisoner, not all of us will be giving the empty syringes. So you no need to panic that, okay, since this happens, why not I go for a test? If you are able to pay for it, by all means, you can just go to the lab or clinic indicating that you want to do the rapid test kit for antibody.
So, yeah. And I guess along that line, right, I've also seen people who, you know, got worried that, oh, I didn't develop side effects after being vaccinated. But does that necessarily indicate whether you did get the vaccine or not?
No, because it depends on the individual. The responses is totally individual dependent. Okay, like, for example, myself, I've got the vaccination, 2 doses. I don't have any major side effects. I only feel like a little bit like not feeling easy. That's it. And then some people are very extremely have a side effect, like my daughter, have fever, have fatigue, myalgia. So it's very individual dependent. So don't worry. If you don't have the side effect developed, I have to congratulate you. Maybe your immune system are so great that your immune response is actually good, that you didn't feel that is the side effect.
And also, right, just I guess if someone, you know, did actually get both doses of vaccine but weren't sure and did happen to get a third dose, right? Is there any dangers with getting, you know, extra doses of the vaccine?
No. When you look at the lot of reports from overseas, especially US and some other country also, they are suggesting perhaps we can get to give a booster, okay, the third doses to fight the Delta variants, for example, the variants that have very high transmissibility and also maybe a variant that can cause more severe outcome. Okay, mm-hmm. So from the vaccine point of view, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vaccine point of view, getting a third jab, it won't cause a lot of harm to our body.
Mm.
From the vaccine point of view, but of course this vaccine is very new. For example, Pfizer mRNA vaccine are very new. Whether they have other side effect, I can't comment because I also don't have the information. But from the history of vaccinations throughout, like H1N1. Every year, we also get to have a booster.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Right. So you know, if you so happen to get an extra shot, that is there is nothing to worry about. But I guess, you know, coming back to the issue of empty syringes, before we end, Dr. Chi, would you have a final message or reassurance for people who you know are worried about what happened during their vaccine appointment?
Of course, if let's say you are the whenever you get the first jab as an empty syringes or the second jab as an empty syringes, you will still, for example, the first jab, you suspect you get the empty syringes, you can wait 3 weeks later to go for your second appointment. So by the time when you get the jab, you actually have a protection already. But by all means, the SOP, the public health SOP measure, you still need to follow. Don't think that after you get the second jab, you don't need to wear mask, you don't need to observe the social distancing, you don't need to wash your hand. This is all wrong. Whenever you get the vaccinations, fully vaccinated, you still need to adhere to the SOP.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to tell everyone.
Mm.
You have to go for vaccination, yes, to protect yourself. If let's say in case you really get infected, then it can protect you for the more severe conditions, or it can prevent you to go to hospitalization.
Mm. And also, another final note, would you have advice for people who have their jab appointments coming up soon? You know, what should they pay attention to?
Well, they can observe how the staff doing the vaccinations.
Mm.
Observe, meaning that you can see how the staff actually or the medical officer inject the vaccine to your arm. Yeah. This is the only way that you can make sure that they are injecting you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Chi.
Yeah, thanks.
I've been speaking to a virologist, Associate Professor Dr. Chi Hui Yi from University Putra, Malaysia, about antibody tests that could be done after you've gotten your vaccination to test your antibody levels. But those do come with a limitation and they're not necessarily useful in confirming whether you have been vaccinated or not. And, you know, Dr. Chi also, again, reminded us that it's important too, regardless of whether you've been vaccinated or not, to keep following public health measures like masking, constant hand hygiene, as well as physical distancing. If you missed any part of this show, you can look up the podcast on bfm.my or on the BFM app. This has been Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.